You're listening to 88.3 Southern FM.
This month, February of 2021, is Mars Month here on The Space Show. Not because Mars is bright in our evening sky. That happened last year. Mars is now fading from view in the western evening sky. It is because three spacecraft are arriving at Mars. Indeed, one has already arrived, and that happened at 3 o'clock this morning. The second is due at 11 o'clock tonight. The third is due on Friday week. The craft are called Hope, Tianwen-1, and Perseverance. Hope is from the United Arab Emirates. Tianwen-1 is from China, and Perseverance is from the United States of America. On this evening's Space Show, we'll discuss the Hope mission. Now, the United Arab Emirates does not have its own rocket program, so engaged the Japanese Aerospace Exploration Agency to use its H-2 launch vehicle. Hope had to fire its thrusters for 30 minutes to slow its speed by 121,000 kilometers per hour in order to be captured by Mars gravity this morning. In doing so, it used up half of the fuel on board. The capture orbit has a periapsis that brings it only 1,000 kilometers above the Martian surface and an apoapsis that brings it more than 49,000 kilometers away from Mars. Now, each orbit takes 40 hours, compared to Mars's rotational period of 24 hours and 37 minutes. The plan is to have Hope remain in this orbit until mid-May, when the orbit will be adjusted. This new science orbit will have a periapse of 20,000 kilometres and an apoapse of 43,000 kilometres in a period of 55 hours. There are three scientific instruments aboard Hope. They are cameras operating in the ultraviolet, visible and infrared parts of the electromagnetic spectrum. This report from the Planetary Society describes some of the mission objectives.
Hope, the Emirates Mars Mission. Mars is a cold, dry desert with a carbon dioxide-filled atmosphere 100 times thinner than Earth's, but it wasn't always like that. About 4 billion years ago, Mars lost its magnetic field. On Earth, our magnetic field shields us from the solar wind. Without a magnetic field for protection, the solar wind stripped away much of Mars's atmosphere. Mars once had liquid water on the surface and could have supported life. We still don't fully know how it changed to the cold, dry desert world it is today. The United Arab Emirates HOPE mission will build a complete picture of the Martian atmosphere and study how Mars's climate changes over time. This will give scientists deeper insight into how Mars changes over time and whether the planet could have once supported life. It will also help us understand how our own planet's climate is changing and what the consequences of those changes are. HOPE also demonstrates the importance of international collaboration in space exploration. The mission is managed by the UAE, with participation from scientists and engineers at U.S. universities, and Japan launched the spacecraft. When more nations work together, all of humanity wins.
This morning's capture maneuver was fully automated. This was because the radio travel time from Mars to Earth is 11 minutes. Now, Mars is 190 million kilometres from the Earth. Had something gone wrong with the spacecraft, by the time the telemetry arrived on Earth, mission controllers would have had to make a snap decision what to do, and corrective commands radioed up to Hope. Now, by that time, 22 minutes would have elapsed, and of course, by that time, it would have been too late to save the situation. And the same applies to China's Tianwen-1 tonight and America's Perseverance in a few days' time, next week. So, a few days ago, Her Excellency Sarah El Amiri, the UAE Minister of State for Advanced Technologies, described the orbital insertion, the risks of the mission, and the Emirates team working on the mission.
On the 9th of February at roughly 7:30-ish p.m. UAE time, the Emirates Mars mission, the HOPE probe, will start its most challenging phase of getting into orbit around Mars. What that means is 27 minutes of burning fuel, of using our thrusters off the spacecraft, undergoing one of the toughest challenges that it needs, that it's been designed for, to enter into orbit around Mars. The speed of the spacecraft in space is roughly 121 kilometers an hour. It needs to reduce it significantly to 18,000 kilometers an hour. The overall criticality of this phase is that we have no direct contact with the spacecraft. We only have intermittent one-way communication from the spacecraft telling us 10 minutes later what is happening with it during that time. This is a heavily rehearsed, designed, tested maneuver that has been tested when the spacecraft has been here on Earth, and it has been tested while the spacecraft was during its transition. But maybe something that's important to point out, although we've had a few trajectory correction maneuvers, we have never used our thrusters for 27 minutes continuously, where we're going to burn half of our fuel. We understood from the first day of even working on this mission that the statistics were only half of those missions succeed in entering orbit around Mars. That was part of the risk profile of this project, and that was what was unique about the Emirates going into this venture and into this project, knowing that it is a risky venture and does not guarantee success. The underlying factors has been the development of capabilities within the country to design and develop complex technology systems, to develop a science team and provide opportunities and create opportunities for scientists to work on, one, planetary exploration missions, but two, find a new area by which they can impact within the country. Because what we are looking at down the line is a nation that needs to have part of its economy and part of its industry deeply rooted in science and technology, be it in the utilization of technology or the development of technology. And that requires an entire generation who is able to work in those sectors, who are able to get know-how and experience within those sectors that today don't exist within the economy, and be able to flourish and grow forward to ensure the sustainability and the agility of the UAE's economy down the line, so that we don't have any shocks that basically shake the economy overall. Space has been an area by which it has moved an entire generation. We see children today, we see college graduates today talking about possibilities of working in space, talking about possibilities of being scientists, researchers, engineers, designers, developers, due to the fact that this mission existed when just a few years ago, under 7 years ago, this was never a possibility. Even if you ask the people on this mission who have been working in the space sector since 2006, they never thought that we would send a spacecraft to Mars, or that we'll be able to be exposed to such endeavors. Now, how are we able to do this? Our space program, and one of the vital parts of it, is an underlying factor of how are you able to build experience and develop capabilities and capacities in an area that you don't have within the country. And the one way to do it, and the one model that we've worked with since 2006, has been through know-how transfer programs with experienced companies and organizations around the world who have done this before, where our team works within their teams and gains experience through that process. We were able to capitalize on that same model, but a few years into it, so by 2014, we were able to start working with universities, primary laboratory for atmospheric and space physics out of the University of Colorado Boulder, along with Arizona State University and the University of California, Berkeley, so that we're able to work with them on designing and developing this mission. And what it meant was that we were able to take experienced engineers from within our team who've been working for over 7 years at that time on design and development of space systems, to work with experienced engineers in areas that existed for planetary exploration and didn't exist in Earth observation satellites. And with this amalgamation of one team, which is the HOPE Mars mission team, that consisted of people from different backgrounds, from different organizations that operated with this one single purpose and goal, we worked towards getting to the point that we're at today. The impact that we see today, we have an understanding on how to transfer capabilities into the private space sector, and that within the UAE Space Agency allows us to further develop skills and capabilities to be able to establish a solid bedrock and also a solid ecosystem when it comes to the establishment of the space industry.
As Hope played out as breaking into orbit this morning, there was high tension in mission control.
8:07 this evening. We are expecting it could be as early as 8:08. We do get a signal from the Hope probe that they have entered Mars's orbit, a pivotal moment in history, not only for the UAE, but the entire world. And Taraxacy has really been the face of this mission. We mentioned earlier how 80% of the Emirati science involved in this project are women. 30% of the entire team are women. The average age of people involved in this project was just 27. Now, Her Excellency herself is in early 30s as well. It really is an incredible moment for UAE women and the country as a whole.
We're going to go over now to the Mohammed bin Rashid Space Center for a special announcement.
But well, here on Earth, we can see there is cheering, there's celebration.
That says it all. There is jubilation among the team down there at the Mohammed bin Rashid Space Center. They've received the good news. The Hope probe is in orbit around Mars.
The UAE has officially made history as only the fifth country in the world to reach the red planet.
Great excitement there in Doha. Well, we're almost out of time here on the Space Show. Next week, yes, it's Mars Month here on the Space Show, so we're going to have more about Hope. Watch out for Tianwen 1 arriving tonight, and that should be all over the news tomorrow. And we'll cover that next week. And, of course, we're looking forward to Perseverance landing on